So Sunday afternoon, the doctor met me at his office and checked the eyes so we can get this out of the way. He said everything was good. The only thing he said was that probably shouldn't do it very many media sessions anymore. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Mike, are you able to do, I mean, everything? Do you have to be careful with anything while you're out there? Or?
Moderation was the term he used. So just, I mean, everything's, you know, the pressure's good. The bubble's dissolving. The retina's in good shape. So, but really all he said was, you know, just be smart. And, you
know. How would you describe your vision out of it right now?
Well, it's hard to see through the bubble, but, you know, above the bubble I can see and below the bubble I can see. I can see the right and left. So, I mean, the vision's pretty good. I mean, you know, it's not, I mean, it's hard to tell if it's 2020 or 2800, you know, it's because I can't really tell any of that, but I can see decent. It's just annoying sometimes when, you know, you're seeing like a glass of water over here, you know.
You've had a lot of optimism over the course of this whole thing and then had setbacks. How would you characterize this point?
This is probably the most optimistic, I would guess. You know, like, they put the bubble in there to keep the retina in place. And at this point, you know, the bubble is only helping when I'm sleeping right now. So when I'm standing up and doing all that, and, you know, it's been a couple weeks. So, you know, so I'm hopeful.
What's your kind of assessment of how things went while you were gone and how the team looked now that you're back with them?
You know, the you know, I thought the players did a great job of understanding the situation and trying to stay with you know, the things we're trying to progress to, and the coaches did a great job working together. You know, that's always hard when you got offense going against defense and things like that, but they worked together very well. They, you know, they listened to you know, all the direction that I gave them each day, and they did a really good job. So I'm very lucky and very fortunate to have not only the coaches that I have, but the team that I have.
How Edmund Robinson's been coming along there?
You know, he's had a good week this week. You know, I think he might have started out a little bit slow, but he's had a good week this week. You know, so we'll just keep giving him more and more and see how he handles things.
Where's he come in the past year? Just kind of getting comfortable at that spot.
Yeah, well, you know, he's actually playing a different spot right now, but than he was a year ago. But I think, you know, sometimes first, second year, you're kind of still trying to feel your way a little bit. In third year, you feel a lot more comfortable. You know, so it's a big year for him. But, you know, I think, you know, so far he's progressing well.
Mike, how did Brian Robinson handle, I don't know if the lesser role, but being asked to take on a different role with the emergence of Daniil?
Probably as good as anybody I've ever been around. You know, he said he would do anything he could to help the football team. You know, I think he understands that Daniil is a very talented guy. You know, he did something in the defensive meeting room that was you know, pretty stand up ish.
What's that?
Well, I don't know. He did things the correct way, like a true professional.
Is that a conversation that you have with him, like after the season last year, or when you show up this spring and say, "No, here's what's going to happen"?
No, not really. I mean, Andre talked to him, you know, pretty much.
Like they said, we worked with Tommy Armstrong. He said it's just a totally different mindset for him, and that he really appreciates you taking the time one on one. What do you see in him that you think he can make that conversion from quarterback to safety?
I think he's a really good athlete, and you know, you can see some of the traits that we look for in defensive players: the burst and acceleration, size. you know, he obviously is still trying to learn some of the basic techniques of things, and you know, it'll take a while, but you know, he's a good quality kid to work with, and you know, has a lot of upside.
Would you say the getaway for you was worth it?
I guess, I don't know. I guess there was, I didn't have much choice, so it was just, I mean, if everything goes good, it was worth it, and if it doesn't, it's not. How's that?
Do you think that's going to be the only one, Mike?
Excuse me?
Do you anticipate that being the only time you have to get away? Do you think you're...
I hope so. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I mean, right now, like I said, the retina looks great. So, you know, he's going to check it again in a couple of weeks. And, you know, I still can't fly or do any of that kind of stuff. But right now it's probably the best reports that I've had since all this stuff started. And, you know, I've probably done a little bit more research, you know, since the season's gotten over with all this stuff. And I probably needed to take it a little bit more serious than what I did.
Mike, how do you size up the battle for the starting spot to replace Jack Greenway? You know, Robinson's obviously been running mostly with the first team. Lemur's been out, but how do you size it up?
It's so early. You know, Emmanuel's been out for, I don't know, 4 or 5 days now. You know, we're going to look at all the guys in there. So, like I said before, Edmonds had a couple good days here the last couple days, and I think he's feeling more comfortable with it. So, you know, we'll just see. You know, I'm not opposed to one of these younger guys if they end up being the guy.
What's Baker Jones look kind of making that position switch?
Yeah, he's, you know, he's, first of all, he's a great kid, taking the coaching really well. He's a good athlete, obviously, he's being a first-round draft pick. You know, the transition for him is closer to what he did in college. He's still learning a lot of things that we're trying to teach. As far as hand and pad level and different things like that, but you see some flashes in there every day of his improvement, and then we'll just kind of, you know, keep going and see where he goes from there.
For Teddy, we've seen a lot of progress. What's kind of what needs to happen yet before he can actually get into practices?
Yeah, he's got to get cleared by doctors. Yeah, you know, but you know that you know, like, sometimes when you see a guy every day, you know, you don't notice the progress that he's made. You know, I'm gone for 2 weeks, and he's not on the tape. So, you know, I come back yesterday, and I said, well, Teddy looks, you know, he's moving better, you know, and quite a bit better in my opinion. But he's still got a long way to go, you know, but, you know, I think he's happy with the progress. You know, I know that he's very impatient about wanting to get out there and go, and but we have to do what's in the best interest of him in the long run. And you know, at the end, it's going to be, the final say is going to be the doctors when they say, hey, you know, he's good to go. They gave him a green light to do a little bit more stuff on the side, as you saw him today. But you know, it's just going to continue to take time, and you know, keep progressing at the right pace.
What does this offseason do for Sam Bradford? We forget his first offseason with the team. What does it do for him?
Well, you know, I think it's been really good for him. You know, Sam and I have talked a lot, even while I was gone, about a lot of different things, and so it's been good in that way. But it's been good for him to be around the players, to take more of a ownership role, I guess, would be the best way to say it. You know, coming in new and beginning of a season, and just trying to, you know, figure out where to live. You know, those things are all taken care of now. So, I think Sam is feels much more comfortable. I think he's taken on some of the things I'm trying to get him to do, and I, you know, I think he feels better about it. Yeah, well, he was throwing, but he's got a little muscle tightness, so we just backed him off.
What's your reaction to seeing Terrence Newman out there kind of getting vocal with the defense and the offense?
Yeah, well, Terrence is a guy that has an awful lot of pride, and if you want to talk a little noise to him, he's going to take your challenge. So you better be careful not to wake up that bear.
Is that good to see?
I mean, coming back here and seeing him fight.
Yeah, well, you know, it's good to see these guys, the way they compete and the way they try to do things right. And, you know, when we have a meeting in the morning and I tell them the things that I want to work on today and what I want to get accomplished, to see him come out here and do it and pay attention. And, you know, that's why I like this football team so much, is that they, you know, if you talk to him about, you know, being like we're inside the 5-yard line today, we talk about inside the 5-yard line and things are going to happen, how it's going to go and things we got to do, you know, they're going to come out here and work on it. And it may not be perfect, but they're going to work on the things that we try to get them to get accomplished.
A couple more for Coach.
Coach, it seems like over the past maybe year or so, Xavier has been more vocal, or I don't know if came out of his shell is the right word. What have you seen as far as that type of leadership from him?
Well, you know, I think a lot has helped with having Terrence here and helping him with some of those things. But you know, Xavier's a kid that never has a bad day. He's always going to be excited to be out here. He's always going to be happy to be able to play football and do the things that he can do. And then I think him having some success last year and being able to go to the Pro Bowl and some of those things, I think that's given him another boost of confidence. So, you know, we still have to make sure that he's doing things right every single day, but he's a guy that listens. And I, you know, he's one of those guys that, you know, when you try to teach some guys some techniques and try to teach them how to play the game, and then they start having success at doing those things, you know, they feel good about not only the coaching, but the things he's being taught, and hopefully to be able to take the next step from there.
Mike, with Sam's muscle tightening, is that just a day-to-day thing, or is that something where you might just hold him out for the rest of the spring?
I don't think so. I mean, I think he'll be out here tomorrow. But
we'll get the injury report on Friday.
Yeah. We'll send it out. It's the deal. Good? All right. Thank you.
Is that Matt?